Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. A warm but nice day today on this Thursday. We continue to add a few degrees each day this week. Temperatures this afternoon reach the mid to upper 80s inland, about 80 or just a bit above at the beaches before dropping off a little bit with the sea breeze. Even hotter temperatures to end your work week on Friday. Highs tomorrow will top out at around 90. In some areas, especially near and west of Highway 301, could be up around 92, 93 degrees tomorrow afternoon. And the sea breeze continues to be a little bit slower on moving inland each day and not as far inland. So the beaches will manage to get into the 80s tomorrow before dropping off a little bit, and a hot weekend and increasingly humid too. Saturday's temperatures reached the low 90s, pretty widespread. The beaches will likely hit at least the mid 80s for some kind of sea breeze finally starts to establish itself. And then Sunday on Mother's Day, around 90, hot, humid, feel like temperatures well into the 90s. A few isolated showers with the higher humidity, but unless you're traveling to Central or South Florida, still a largely dry day. So that's some good news to end out the weekend, and of course, turn play for the players. But if you are traveling south, Central and South Florida look quite wet by especially Sunday, but even to some degree on Saturday. Speaking of rainfall, we have quite a change in the weather pattern next week. It looks like a surge of tropical moisture will push northward up the Florida Peninsula, and that's good news for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. It looks like an increase in the rainfall next week, and some of it may be quite heavy. Still working on the exact details and timing, but right now it looks like at least a couple, if not several days in a row, with pretty high rain chances as we get into next week. So there's your first alert for the beginning of the new work week, and be aware that on Monday you're going to have to get back to your rain driving skills, I guess you could say, as we get closer to the wet season. This is not necessarily the beginning of the wet season next week, but it's at least a hint of things to come in what will today be the 17th straight day that'll be dry here in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. It's the most since late October into November, and once we get to actually today with the 17 straight, even beats that streak. We now go back to the middle and end of September. So 16 days in a row was the most since late October and November. Now 17 straight days today will be the most since September. Interestingly, right after Hurricane Irma, we went into a streak of 18 straight dry days, which we could take back then, of course. It was so terribly wet. But once we get past 18 days, then we have to go back to last spring. And in the Burrish blog, there's a new post there, more on the system developing for next week. The players forecast, which looks hot and humid, although not as hot as inland areas, for today, tomorrow, right on through the weekend. Winds will be generally out of the south or south-southeast at about 10 miles per hour, not particularly strong, becoming more southeast by late in the afternoon with the sea breeze. 60s in the early morning hours, 80s in the afternoon, dropping off some by late in the day. Maybe an isolated shower on Sunday for the final round, but I don't expect there to be much rain. So looking just fine for the players. Just have that sunscreen handy and lots of water. Also in the Burrish blog, May skies. There are some interesting features coming up over the next couple of weeks. This continues to be hurricane preparedness week. There's information and links in the Burrish blog for that. And interesting at White Oak, which is right here at home, beautiful little not all that little, actually, a big wildlife sanctuary, the birth of whooping cranes, which are highly endangered species. More on that in the Burrish blog, along with some pictures. And then finally, Hawaii, of course, has been in the news big time with all of the volcanic activity. So a little bit about that and how the islands are formed, which wouldn't be there, by the way, were it not for volcanoes. And also a coral reef, some pretty extreme actions taken when it comes to sunscreen and coral reefs in Hawaii. It's the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.